everybody, and welcome to the Astrakhan Tours podcast as we focus on the World Junior Hockey Championship coming up real fast in Gothenburg, Sweden. It's Bryn Griffiths, Paul Almeida. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bryn. Just really excited, ready to go. I know a lot of people are excited, and I just can't wait to get over there and have everybody over there and having a great time.
I call this our final warning edition.
Yes.
This is the final warning on a few things to get you ready so that when you head over there, you are prepped the moment you touch down in Sweden.
Yeah, the top priority for me right now is please check your flight information online and compare it with our arrivals time that we have for you in Sweden. Because if you're arriving at a different time than we have on there, that's not going to be matching our pickup time. So please do that right away. And please add your contact information to your airline file when you look online at your flights. We don't get updates from the airlines if there's changes to any of the flights. So I'm relying on everybody to please check their flights. Let us know if there's any changes on the arrivals. You could email, you can text, but please let us know. The earlier the better so that we can adjust the transfers if we need to.
Right.
So that's a very important thing, top of mind, that everybody should be doing right away.
Well, what happens if your flight gets delayed and you're stuck, let's say, in Amsterdam? Can they text you and say, we're running late?
Just say, we're running late, we're in Amsterdam.
Okay, but, and flight number?
You know, if the times change by half hour or whatever, that's not a big deal. Don't bother emailing me. But if it's a change of 2 hours or an hour and a half or something like that, then let us know so that we can adjust the time of arrival.
Okay.
So that's the important thing. And, you know, at the airport, if there's a delay or whatever the case may be on your final flight, we're there. We're going to be looking up at the board. We're going to see that the flight's delayed. That's not a problem. But right now, we're talking about any changes to your itinerary prior to departure. That's what we're concerned
about. Okay, gotcha. What else do we need to touch on?
Well, I just put up on our website a World Junior 2024 tour notes at the very top of the website. You cannot miss it.
All right.
So on there, we have a lot of last minute reminders, things that you should be thinking about before departing, packing, all that kind of stuff, what to take, phones, currency, everything, everything you've ever wanted to know. We've put on there as a last reminder checklist for you. So please go over that document and just read it over, skim through it. If anything's important for you, please read it very thoroughly and check it off, because those are very good last minute reminders. You know, we all forget things when we're all excited and ready to go. So there are some things that maybe should be top of mind for you in these next few days. I'm leaving on the 19th. So after that, you know, texting and email is the way to get a hold of me. Okay. But I would like to have any changes on arrivals, anything like that, as soon as possible so that we can make those changes before I leave.
Okay. Let's take a look at the weather forecast, for example. For those who are going to Stockholm prior to the event, it's going to be a little snowy but mild to start. By the time we jump on the bus to head to Gothenburg, it's going to start to clear, but it's going to get a little chillier. They're talking about a daytime high the day we leave Stockholm of -6. So there's that. And as for Gothenburg, it's a little far out, but as we head there on the 24th, am I correct?
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we're looking for mostly sunny skies. The temperature is going to be hovering between +2 at the high end to -1. That would be the lowest high. It's going to be very pleasant.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a little damp. For you prairie people like me, the humidity level will be a little bit higher, but it's still going to be very nice.
Yeah, so with the humidity, easily for me to say. My humility level has never been high, Bryn.
Okay.
But humidity, please remember, with the humidity being a little bit higher, that cold feels a little bit colder than -6, -4. So be aware of that. But, you know,
It might be
a little bit slushy, so make sure you have good shoes, bring proper clothing. We could always buy an umbrella there, so I wouldn't worry about packing one. But I think we're going to be very lucky in terms of the weather we're going to have throughout the tour. The best thing is always to dress in layers anyway.
Yeah, I have a waterproof jacket, which will go over my winter jacket. It's very simple, and the waterproof one rolls up real tight, so it's going to be fine. But just got to remember to be able to move quickly, adeptly, without having too much debris around.
So it's like an anorak that you put
up. Kinda. It's kind of like that.
I'm scared of those. I have an anorakophobia.
Okay, great. You completely shocked me with that one. I did not see that coming at all. Usually that's the kind of joke that I would do.
Well, you're going to remember that joke, and I know I'm going to hear it.
You'll hear it
time.
Four times on the bus at some point.
At some point, we're going to hear that
arachophobia.
One.
I'm actually very, very, very proud of you there.
Oh, thank you.
Starting to well up one. A little bit. Okay, what else do we have to talk about?
Well, the other thing is we also put up some information under tournament so that you can look at the links to look at the rosters for the World Junior Tournament. They'll be up soon on the World Juniors website, the official website, again, under teams.
Okay.
Of course, Team Canada has been announced. We have a link there talking about Team Canada. And on an upcoming couple of episodes with Stephen Ellis from the Daily Faceoff, we're going to be previewing Team Canada in one episode. And then in the second episode, we're going to be talking about the other teams in the tournament that, you know, are getting ready to go forward and try to win this tournament. And there's some very good teams. United States, for one, Sweden's going to be, as a host, very, you know, eager to show that they're a contender right off the bat.
Yep.
And you can never count out other teams like Finland, Czechs, Slovaks, you know.
Well, the list is long.
It is.
You got to be ready to go.
It is. And Canada's got to be careful because they're in a tough group.
Yeah.
You know, playing Sweden, playing Finland. There's no gimmies there.
No. Okay. Have we touched on everything for everybody heading over? Except for you people with, hang on, wait for it. What was it?
Anorakophobia.
I wasn't ready. I didn't see that coming about 3 or 4 minutes.
But again, one last reminder.
Yeah.
Please check your flight information online to see if any flights have changed. Not so much the departure flight I'm interested in. I'm interested in when you're arriving in Sweden to make sure that it matches the arrivals that we have listed on the webpage.
We wait around. We waited around in the Czech Republic for about an hour and a half because we knew other people were coming
in.
And it was fun because I got a chance to meet people I'd never met before.
Yeah, and we have times where we have multiple flights arriving at the same time.
Yeah.
And the pickup time is the same for everybody. So you know, you may have to wait an hour or two, go for a coffee, whatever. The bus will be there at the pickup time that we've listed.
Yeah.
We'll have somebody there with a sign, you know, waiting for you. But, you know, be prepared that the minute you arrive, you may not be leaving right away. We might be waiting for other people that are still waiting for their bags or other people arriving in flights maybe half hour later than yours. So please be patient on arrivals.
Got it. Is that it?
That's it. I think we're ready.
Wow. Hey, listen, I'm excited about today because we're doing three different episodes of this. We have our preview episodes coming up in the next couple of days. And then I got to pack away all this equipment. And the next one we do will be coming from the hotel in Stockholm. It's
exciting.
It's exciting, but it's a bit nerve-wracking for me because that just tells me it's go time.
Yep.
So, okay, Paul, thanks for your time.
Thank you, and I look forward to seeing everybody over there. Safe travels, everyone.
All right, see you, bye. What?
That's your Newfoundland coming out of you.
It was the Newfie in me. See you, everybody.